gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
I want to thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party, the Blues Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm TL.
I'm Dan.
And we are excited this week to be... You fell right along with it. I like that.
Hey, yeah, I'm going with
it. I wanted to see if you would. Mm. Anyway, I'm really Dan.
I'm TL.
All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got to start things out weird every once in a while, and I thought that was a good opportunity to do
this. You're
just
trying to catch me off guard.
That's what I like to do. Mm. That was from 1970. That was Tiger Man Mystery Train, little medley right there. Which leads to what the show is about today here on Blue Suede Connection. It is the year 1970. So we're going to go into the studio with Elvis and rehearsal studios, and we're also going to go live on the stage with Elvis, all
nice.
In the year 1970. Now, of course, I'm going to share my usual silliness, like all the pop culture and popular words and phrases and their meanings from 1970.
All right.
Now, you're going to share the juice of the show. You always say you're the important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I share the nonsense. You share the good stuff. What was Elvis doing in 1970? It was a big year for him. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell us all about that.
All righty.
And also, world events. What was going on around Elvis's world and our world at that time in the year of 1970? A lot of stuff went on in 1970.
Right.
Wouldn't
right.
you say?
Oh, yeah.
And you're going
I'm
to say.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to say here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, it's 1970, and it's all about our man, Mr. Elvis Presley. Welcome to the party, everybody. We're going to kick it off with a classic, Cindy.
Nice.
Here on
Blue Suede Connection.
Wish I was an apple dangling from a tree. Every time you pass me by, you position. That heart won't just one thing. You should never play my heart the way you pluck a string. If only you would love me, sincerely tell me so.
Exercise every day. I vocalize every day. I practice if I'm working or not. So I just try to stay in shape all the time.
It's funny how language, through the decades, through the years, it always changes, lingos and things like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then a little while, I'm going to share some from 1970 words or that would have been popular and used a lot back then, or little phrases. But it is weird how much thing changes.
Right.
Like you and I were driving the other day, and we saw somebody's license plate. It said, just chillaxin'.
It's been years since I heard anybody even use that
term.
Yeah,
they combined chilling with relaxing.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm chilling. That was a big phrase years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But chillaxin', I think that's silly.
Just chillax.
But, you know, there's other ones that I was just thinking, like cool beans.
Yeah.
Those certain ones annoy me. That's one of those that annoys me.
Really?
Hey, man, we're going to Disney World. Wow, that's cool beans. Have a good time. I don't like that. It sounds silly to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the ones that really pee me off
Uh-oh.
It's called merchandise.
Oh, I know.
Merchandise, not merch. Don't call it merch. Sell your merchandise. The kids call it merch now.
Yeah.
It's called merchandise. Always has been, always will be. The other one that bothers me is we've taken the letter T out of words. Even respectable news anchors I'm watching now will say important. This is a very important issue we're going to talk about today. There is a T in important. Important. Say it with me, TL. Important.
Get you later. Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile could bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that could bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now. Show you all my love. Talk an everlasting word and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. It's here if you should call to me.
Patch it up. sorry we drifted apart. Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
Sing it on.
Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Ooh. Now, see, a very sensitive guy would be very upset with that lyric, you know, the bald head thing, but I've learned to adapt to it. I can deal with it. You know, I get the joke. I get the joke. I can laugh along with it.
Okay.
All right. I talked about those words. We're going to talk about that in just a moment after the break. Popular words used in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can probably think of a few. We've shared some in the past, but
right.
We're going to share. We rehash every once in a while here on Blue Sway Connection.
Absolutely.
It's okay to do that because we have new listeners happening all the time, which
there's
is exciting to us.
Always new listeners.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back
after this message.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
What am I sound like this for? It's not necessary. Just, you know. See, people have thought for a long time that that was a thing I do to try to be sexy. And trying to stand up. That's all. Just brace myself.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Oh, was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out. Touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline. Good times never seemed so good. Oh, I've been inclined to believe I never would. And now I look at the night, it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. Oh. And when I hurt and runs off my shoulder, how can I hurt when holding you? Oh, warm, touching warm, reaching out. Touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Oh, I've been inclined to believe I never would. Oh, sweet Caroline. Good times seems so good.
That was a groovy rendition right there, wasn't it, of Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, I do. Love his version.
You get what I'm doing right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Groovy.
Mm-hmm.
Groovy was a very popular word in 1970.
Sure was.
And groovy means excellent or wonderful, mm-hmm. for those following along, okay? Far out. It was also a very far out tune.
Yeah.
Far out means something very neat or mind-blowing. Nice. I don't know if it was mind-blowing, but it was far out, you know. All right, do you know what it means to boogie?
Dance.
To dance energetically to music. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
All right, let's book it, baby. What's that mean?
Leave.
Know? Let's
get out of there.
Run away very fast, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, catch you on the flip side.
See you tomorrow.
It's a way to say goodbye, but here's a little bonus to this one. Mm-hmm. Do you know where that phrase came from?
I thought that was a 50s phrase, actually.
Probably so. It came from flipping vinyl records from DJs in the early days.
All right, yeah.
Now on the flip side, a Heartbreak Hotel, you know.
Yeah, right.
All right, dynamite.
Another way to say far out.
Yeah, popular expression for something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Walker from Good Times certainly made that a popular word.
Yes.
And bummer. Do you know what a bummer is?
It's a disappointment.
Yep, or a bad experience. You're just exactly.
I'm so bummed out.
You know all these things. You're smart like that.
I was a 70s kid, so what can
I say? There you go. Luke Bryant, very popular, well-known country singer. He's one of us, and he's going to tell you about it right now.
Mm. You're a huge fan of Elvis.
Oh, I mean, to grow up, I had like the Elvis 33, and it was from, you know, Elvis at the Hilton, and they did a live album, and like, just, I was a kid, like, in my room, listening to Elvis live from Las Vegas. That was, like, one of my primary records.
Show me an impression. You got a good one?
All right, well, I don't know. You know the wonder? When no one else can understand me. Oh, I got to get my... I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me like you do.
Okay.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder. The wonder. When you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never. Soon we'll be alone.
till everybody has gone, then play just one more song.
Two-thirds. When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed with you, and now you've gone away. But don't you know, and now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, yes, believe me. I can't help but love you, but believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me. Oh, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me.
Hey. That's good stuff right there on Blue Suede Connection.
Woo!
We're doing 1970 today, baby. It's good music, isn't it?
It's one of my favorite years.
Yeah, and it's a great time in his life. We've talked about this in the past. After 69, when he opened up in Vegas, he got re-energized. And I think in 69, he's just getting started. He's figuring it out. In 1970, when he's on that stage, he is completely the master.
Oh, yeah.
Not that he wasn't in 69, but I think in 70, he just was really, he figured out what worked, what didn't.
He learned, perfected it, yeah.
Even his breathing was better.
In a short period of time. Oh, yeah.
If you listen to the 69 stuff, all right, my next song is going to get, he's trying so hard.
Yeah.
And he kicked butt. But in this, he's like, all right, I got this, man. I'm going to sing this
now. He's in shape. Yeah, his lungs are in shape now, yeah.
All right, well, we hope you're having a good time here with Blue Suede Connection. We do this because we want you to have a good time, and we celebrate the man and the music the best we can here on Blue Suede Connection. And there's so many other ways you can be involved with the show.
Right now, Facebook is the best way. If you type in Blue Suede Connection, the search bar will pop right up. Also, we have YouTube and Instagram and X. We have a lot of other places, but also BlueSuedeConnection.com.
That's the heart of the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about a new record, ladies and gentlemen? And I'd like to do it for you now.
Yesterday I slipped away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. We've walked barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, special, really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday I slipped away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadow of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world. They will to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out, we're bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. What are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday I slipped away. The sun is a welcome in the evening shadow of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Yes, it's love. Yes, girl, it's love. Yes, it's love. Yes, girl, it's love. Yes, it's love. She came. kisses you now. It's a long time ago, man. I don't know. You know the way she touches your cheek. She wants you under her sun. You learned a lesson when she broke your heart. I was the one. It's a da 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 da. That's all. I don't even remember it, man.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, because Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam!
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. But we all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
This is Crystal from Waterloo, Iowa, and I absolutely love the Blue Suede Connection. It is the highlight of my week. Thank you for playing Elvis's greatest hits and all the fun things. I love to hear his laugh. It just makes my day. Thank you.
So, so anyway,
well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Single, itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm out in the wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Oh, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little shook up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, you know my heart. Excuse me, the difference she touch my hand. Oh, but you like got her lips are like a bargain on its height. I'm proud to say that she's mine, but a cup, I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Real quick version of All Shook Up there.
Nice.
A whole minute and 7 seconds of All Shook Up there live in 1970 at the International Hotel in Las Vegas. All right, baby, I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Tell us something.
All right, we're going to talk about 1970 world events.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing, my very first impression as I'm reading over this is how we're still struggling with a lot of this stuff.
Oh, well, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so much of what I'm about to read is happening on different levels or with different things today.
Okay.
Which kind of gave me a little bit of hope because it means we've been here before.
Right, right.
All right. So, of course, we had the Vietnam War.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was happening. There was a lot of protests going on.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the Kent State shootings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where several people died in protest, which is sad. Then you have the environmentalist movement that started. Earth Day was the first Earth Day, was on April 22nd.
I remember that as a kid, seeing all that kind of stuff.
Did you? Yeah, yeah, do you?
I remember the pollution commercials that was on TV.
Yes, Environmental Protection Agency had started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was a far more, focus on that.
Right.
Women's rights, of course, was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Women were striking for equal pay and equal employment.
Right.
So, of course, the Beatles broke up April 10th of that year. That was a big thing.
Yeah, a lot of people devastated there.
Yeah. Music charts. The biggest thing on the chart at the time was Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Mm, we may have to play that by Elvis later
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And big acts, live acts on stage were like The Who and Zeppelin.
Yeah.
They were really big. Now, this was, I do not remember this, but it reminds me of things that are going on now, and it's called the Me Decade.
Okay.
So author Tom Wolfe, who I do remember that name, he had written some books about self-expression and individualism. Mm-hmm. And he coined the phrase the me decade, and it was a massive cultural shift for the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so hey, we're still doing that. We had our first commercial microprocessor, which was Intel.
Okay.
4004 was their product. Space exploration, we had Apollo 13 lunar mission, which of course didn't go off very well. We had the Luna 17 landing from the Soviets, the first unmanned roving vehicle on the moon. Another interesting, Miss World pageant was disrupted by women's lib protesters. Sounds like something that would happen today.
Sure does.
And as far as the world's environment, which we always talk about, oh, all the stuff that's happening means that the world's going to be ending soon. Mm-hmm. In 1970, they had the tropical cyclone that hit Bangladesh and killed over 500,000 people. A massive earthquake in Peru. I mean, you know, if you look at everything that's happening, it's still happening.
Right.
Nothing has changed.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Very good stuff.
Very bizarre. I don't know if it's hopeful or sad.
It's hopeful. Because we're becoming better people. I hope we're becoming better people.
I hope we are.
Well, we are here on Blue Suede Connection. All of us at this party, we're good people, aren't we?
Exactly.
Yeah, Lord. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. That's poke salad. Poke. You just know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Old Salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting mother. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the fruit patch and pick her a mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a toast salad, Annie. We got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, but her mama was a working on the chain gang. Hey! You suck a little poke salad. No one needed me a mess up. Like an old stripper, man. Her daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. Her thought they were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. That's Saturday. He's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all. The mama was a working on a chain gang. Yeah. You suck a little poke salad. You know I need a meal. You suck a little. Hey!
record that came out last year. And he went like this. Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head. My pillow still wet, last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. Cause every time I cry, I know I hurt my little children. So I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me, little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mom. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. But take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose in the street as a coin blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as the young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries. Oh. Thank you.
Love letters straight from your heart. They keep us so near while apart. I'm not
Wade, write back me.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, where I will be. So lonely, baby, I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long, lonely street, they'll never look back. And they're so lonely, baby, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Play it, Jane. Tale to tell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that got him out there. That's the one that caused him to skyrocket to the top with Heartbreak Hotel.
That's right.
Originally 1956, but that was the 1970 version there in Las Vegas at the International Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, the Blue Suede Connection. We are focusing on the year 1970 today on the show. Mm-hmm. Everything's about that year. Everything's about Elvis Presley, of course.
Exactly.
And I've been sharing nonsense as always, and I'm going to share more nonsense. I got funny words we're going to talk about after a while.
Okay.
As if the last one wasn't enough, I got more funny words, okay?
Okay.
And, of course, pop culture as always. And you're going to talk about what Elvis was doing throughout that year of 1970. It was a very busy year for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah.
You know, he kicked the movies. They were all done now. And it's 1970. Mm-hmm. I'm performing live again. I'm in that studio. I'm living life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
You're going to tell us all about it. But right now, let's enter into the rehearsal studio for a little Johnny B. Goode and get back into some great music here on Blue Suede Connection. Welcome, everybody, to the party.
Days and 20 nights, I've been a fool, and that ain't right. still mind me. I've been out of line and off the track, but that's behind me. I fooled around and did it well, but I just couldn't ring the bell without her. No, it's taken 20 days.
Don't.
don't know if you remember this, but back in 1970, there were only three television networks.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
ABC, NBC, and CBS. And I also remember, I don't know if you remember this, that the TV would go off at midnight.
Oh, yes.
The Star Spangled Banner would play, and then it would be just go to...
Yeah,
to
do you remember, we were talking about this the other day, that ad that would say, do you know where your children are?
Yeah, yeah. Back in the old days. Anyway, made me think of that as I'm going to read this. The top 10 TV shows of 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And the networks, like I said, were very competitive. There's only three, and they were all vying to have the hottest shows.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in at number 10, The FBI on ABC. Number 9, okay. Bonanza on NBC. Mm-hmm. Medical Center, I remember my mom used to watch that, was on CBS. That's number 8 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, an Elvis favorite, Hawaii Five-O from CBS. Number 6, the ABC Movie of the Week. I remember that. It was always something different.
Right.
Anything. Sometimes it was theatrical films that they cut and made them for television where they could be put on TV.
Right.
They cut all the nude scenes and the bad language out, you know, and they made it edited for time. And then again, they would do their own movies. They would create new films.
So right, right.
Thought that was interesting. All right, coming in the top 5, Gunsmoke on CBS is number 5. Ironside is number 4 from NBC. Here's Lucy, CBS, number 3. The Flip Wilson Show was on NBC. That was number 2. The biggest, most popular show in 1970 came from ABC, and it was Marcus Welby, M.D. I remember that very well.
Yeah.
The Beatles songbook, ladies and gentlemen. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. Don't want to leave it now. No, I believe in how. Something in the way she smiles. I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't want to leave it now. You know I believe it now.
Thank you.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister do. Well, I dated your big sister. Well, I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they stuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're wrong. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Hey, get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. Hey, get back. Hey, get back. Get back to where you once belong. Hey, get back. Hey, get back. Get back to where you once belong. Showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Thanks for joining the party, and it's only just begun with a whole lot more happening right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, golly, now back to more fun and music on the Blue Suede Connection.
No.
I love that song. I like the recorded original from the 50s, and I like him doing it live, and they're in Vegas. It's
right.
Fun. Fun song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of fun, let's talk about Elvis, baby. Tell us what was going on in the life and times of Elvis in 1970.
All right, so all this information comes from Graceland.com, by the way.
All right.
We're going to start in January, February of 1970. Elvis returns to the International for another month-long engagement. This time, he breaks his own records.
Cool. Go, Elvis, go.
Also, they are recording on stage in February, and it is shipped out in June. It reaches number 13 on the album charts.
Nice album, too.
Yes, it is. February and March, there's a press conference on the 27th in Houston about the Houston Astrodome shows. Two shows to follow on February 28th and March 1st. Mm-hmm. There's also a closing press conference and banquet following, which I wasn't really aware of.
No,
that.
No.
We should try to see if we can find out anything
right.
about that.
We've seen the opening, like you said. But
yeah, I've never seen a closing press conference. Yeah,
all
that
right.
is something to look forward. He is presented at that press conference and banquet with his recent gold record awards.
Nice.
And apparently it was an armload. That's what it says here.
Okay.
April 20th, 1970, the single The Wonder of You is released. It hits number 9.
We heard that.
Mm-hmm. June 1970, Elvis is in Nashville. He's recording Elvis Country and Love Letters from Elvis.
You're hearing all the music from that.
Mm-hmm. July and August, he goes back to Vegas for what the Colonel calls the Elvis Presley Summer Festival.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, another month-long engagement. He opens August 10th, closes in September.
Mm-hmm.
They're also, MGM is also on hand to start filming Elvis That's the Way It Is, with an album also released to come with the same title.
Nice.
So late September, Elvis takes his show on a 9-city tour. It's a smashing success, the first tour since 1957. MGM films portion of the first show on this tour to use for Elvis That's the Way It Is.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis has recording sessions later that month in Nashville to finish up the albums that he started in June. In October, Elvis buys his first Stutz Blackhawk 1971 model. In October 19th, later that month, he orders the first 12 TCB necklaces.
Oh, okay.
They're picked up from Schwartz and Ablesser. I can't probably say that. Jewelers in Beverly Hills.
Sounds good to me.
November 11th, Elvis That's the Way It Is. It opens, and it's Elvis's 32nd film.
Mm-hmm.
It gets good reviews and good box office.
Nice.
An album of the same title's released, but only one song, I Just Can't Help Believing, is actually from a stage performance included in the film.
Right.
The other songs are studio recordings,
yeah.
Some of which Elvis performed live. The album peaks at number 21.
Good.
December 4th, Elvis and Priscilla buy another home in California on Montevideo Drive for $339,000.
Oh, pocket change.
Yeah, now it's probably like $5 million. And then we close out the year with Elvis's famous visit with President Richard Nixon at the White House. And today, copies of that meeting is still the most requested document of our nation's archives.
Very good. Busy boy in 1970, wasn't he?
He sure was.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pockets may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn. feeling small. When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, time gets rough, and friends just can't.
You never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you made him too, these men with broken hearts. I'd like to sing a song along the same line.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. Oh, if you could see you through my eyes and stereo ego.
surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, just walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto. And brother, there, for the grace of God, go you and I. But if I only had wings, I'm a little angel. Don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain, and then I'd cry.
Now, T.L., don't go get all bum-fuzzled.
You may go to college, may go to school. You may get religion, baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come.
Just take that out.
Come back, baby.
Take it out anyway. Take it out.
Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Now, you may go to college, may go to school. They drive a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool now, baby. Come back, baby, gonna come back, baby, gonna come back, baby. I wanna play house with you. Because in this one, oh baby, 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 come back, baby. I wanna play house with you. Down, down.
Seven. I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window at 10:45. I was watching all the people passing by me, going places, just the loneliest guy in the town, looking for a friend to smile, but all that I could see were faces. And just like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I've been looking for. The way my cup of love was overflowing, I knew the stranger in the crowd, and I would be. My cup of love is overflowing.
stranger in the crowd, and I would be a stranger no more.
Blue Suede Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey, friend, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. There's no tenderness in your eyes when I reach out for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do. It makes me just feel like crying.
one of those power songs right there.
Right, yeah, it's a good song.
He did a lot of those power songs there in 70, didn't he? You heard them all today on Blues Way Connection.
Sure did.
That's why you need to make that connection every week so you can hear all this good stuff.
Yes.
And you hear good stuff like this, funny words and their meanings.
Mm.
Okay, I shared bumfuzzled with you all earlier with TL. Mm. I tried to bumfuzzle her and get her confused. All right, cattywampus.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means?
It's awkward.
Yes, something not lined up correctly.
Yeah.
How about collywobbers?
No, that I don't know.
That's a weird feeling of nausea or, you know, or weirdness in your stomach. Yes.
Collywobbers, never heard of that.
Now, here's the one. I'm going to try to say this right. Flibbertigibbet.
Mm-hmm.
An excessively talkative or flighty person.
Okay.
All right, this is what I put out every week here on Blue Suede Connection, gobbledygook.
I've heard that.
That's nonsense, gibberish, or overly complicated jargon. Wouldn't you say I'm full of that?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
A kerfuffle. If you're in a kerfuffle, it's a commotion, fuss, or disorderly outburst.
Okay,
we all lollygag for once in a while. That's a waste of time, or be lazy and dawdle.
Yeah.
This is probably what you think I am sometimes, a nincompoop. That's a silly, foolish person.
I do not.
Now, this is something I pull on you lots of times. Shenanigans.
Yeah.
That silly, mischievous behavior. And something that we hate to do every week on Blue Suede Connection, that is skedaddle. That means you depart or run away very quickly. But we're not, don't worry, we're not going to skedaddle yet. We're going to give you a few more songs, so here we go.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, when through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. Ooh. When I awake and see her there so close beside, she turns to touch me, I kiss her face so softly, and then my Mary wakes to love another day. As Mary in the evening.
the shades of night and starlight in her hair. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me. All our tomorrows for a lifetime we will share.
Nashville Sessions there in 1970. Elvis, If I Were You.
Yeah, right.
All right, baby. We're going to have to do what we got to do, but we're going to say those popular words at the end of the show, the very end.
Uh-huh.
But before we say those words, share some of your words with our fine listeners and family out there.
Well, I just hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend, and I won't lollygag around and waste a bunch of your time like a big nincompoop, but we love you.
All right, folks, say it with me, TL. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me.
day and night. Never gone with the fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a warm place. Right there I am, I hope I got a woman. Way across town, good to me. Oh yeah, I got a woman. Way across town.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.